Thank you. And you got stuff for the cow. That's our heifer farm fund. For folks that may... Okay. Wow, that'll go a long ways. Yeah. Yeah, David, you're... Yeah, thank you very much. Okay, now then. No, I'm going to... Oh, now then, I brought something and set it up here. And a globe. Do you guys... I know Jessica's been exposed to one of these before. Do you have any... Little guys, do you have any idea what that is? Or what it's supposed to represent? What it's supposed to... It's a globe, you're right. It's a globe. And this is supposed to be a little model of the world that we live in. You know, when you look outside the windows and you see all the world, well, you're just looking at a little bitty piece of what's on here. If you look over here, there's a dot about right there, and that's where we live. And when you go to the beach, have you ever been to the beach, Carter? Yeah, I know you have, Jessica. I don't know that David has. But when you go to the beach, you go from that dot just over to that little bitty light-colored space there. Yeah, yeah. Right about where your thumb is. As a matter of fact, if you put your thumb on there, that is probably about as much of the world as you've ever seen in your life. And for many people, that's about as much as they will ever see. Okay, West Virginia's up in here. Yeah, all of this part in here is what we call our country. That's where America is. But you can see that there's a whole lot more to the world than just that. Oh, my. And if you spin it around, that's what happens to our world every day. It goes around. Now then, what I want you to realize is that there is so much more to the world. So much more to the world. And yet, if you were listening to the first song that we sang today, if you were listening to the first song that we sang today, or if you've listened to sometimes, you will remember that Jesus told his disciples, and we're all that, to go and tell the whole world about him and about the good news. And so, if they're going to do that, where do they have to go? Or if we were going to do that, where would we have to go? We'd have to start here. Oh, I've lost them all together. Oh my. Jessica's still here. Yeah, if you were going to go into the whole world, you would have to go all over this water, all over the, down here in what's called South America, up here to the North Pole where the Santa lives, yes, down to the South Pole, where the penguins live? Yes. Ah, yes. Well, okay. The idea is that Jesus has told us to do something that we sometimes don't realize what we have to do. We have to take and tell the whole world about him. Now, we can start by telling the world that's just outside our window about Jesus. And we can start by telling the people inside our houses about Jesus and our friends. But to try and tell the whole world, we won't have much of a chance of doing that, but we can do that by supporting our church. By supporting our church, because the church has an opportunity to send people into all those corners of, well, are there corners on the globe? On all those places on the globe. And who knows, maybe when you folks grow up, is that ever going to happen? When you folks grow up, you might go outside that little piece down there that we call Florida and carry the word of Jesus into all parts of the world. You've got that chance. And you've got that job. Okay.